According to what people say, love is blind. Can somebody help me see in between the lines?
Can we at least agree I'm yours and you're mine?
We just need to be willing to fight.
Don't worry about what you drinking in your cup. Okay.
Probably don't want people to know.
All right. I'm your girl, D-Light.
Hey, and I'm Ebony Mose.
And this your boy, Mr. E.
That's what's up. Loving your weekend. I got a ticket yesterday.
Oh, man, Mr. E. And I had to. She had to call me so I could talk her out of being a Sandra Bland.
I didn't want to be Sandra Bland because you know I was going to
She was going to cut up. And I'm like, oh, no, calm down.
Straight out of Compton on her. I just really wanted to because why can cops be such assholes?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I am saved, but you know, I'm just being honest.
They're on the list today.
Are they on the list today?
They're on the list for today's
what
subject,
is
by the way.
It's on my list too. It's crazy.
What is the topic for today's show, Miss Ebony?
The topic today is what is the best and the worst professions to date or marry. And again, we'll probably get to all the worst professions first, and then we'll get to the best professions to date later, because I think that the list of the worst is a lot longer than the best.
Right.
Which is sad.
Right. Because
you should be happy a man got a job, a woman got a job, she got a job. You know what I mean? But no, there's some worst professions to date out there.
You know what? I'm going to jump it off. I think one of the best professions, and I don't have any notes or no articles about this one. Let's just talk about our personal best. Okay,
our personal best.
I would think like a city worker, somebody in the military, you know, got that long term.
But you know, military is also on the list though for the worst now, because again, you know, they get deployed a lot. They're away from home. You know,
that's true.
Some amounts of time. Plus, some of them get that PTSD, whatever you call it, PTSD.
Child.
But yeah, they get it. You know what I mean? So that puts them in a situation also where they bring home, you know, traumatic and stress to the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they do got benefits, you know what I mean? And the home and what do they have? Grants,
girl,
all kinds
let
of
me
options.
Tell you.
But
yeah, they can
the
get
family,
a degree.
Medical insurance, all that good
when
stuff.
When I was married to my ex-husband that was in the Navy, child, going to that base.
He said, I just got off work. You just got off work. I was about to say.
Working at that base, child, you can get, not working at the base, but going to the base and picking up your food is it the commissary?
The commissary. I think that's what it's called.
Well, it's
no,
the commissary.
Commissary is jail. No, it's
and the commissary
like
is military.
I think it is.
I'd be sending my family members this lockdown money, and they'd be like, check, can you use it for commissary?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, I would go to the commissary or whatever that thing is called on the base, and them groceries so cheap. Child, it was good. It was good.
What
while it lasted.
He done made it.
What's up, Cool Films? But yeah, no, dating someone or marrying someone in the military, it was good and bad, because I think what you just said about being deployed, but sometimes having a little away time when you marry.
But you don't know also, too, you know, if they're going to make it home. You don't know a lot of the times it leaves you worrying when they're not only away, they're away and putting their life at risk, too. So sometimes you don't know if your husband or your spouse, your wife is going to make it home. So that's another reason why I wouldn't want to date somebody in the military. You know, there's a lot of reasons.
I mean, but there was some perks. I had the perks. I said just the good benefits. And then, you know, they get money for buying a home. They get money towards, you know,
scholarships for the children and everything.
They get your college tuition. It's free. You know, a lot of benefits being married to somebody in the military. But he was a cheater. God bless him. You know, my ex-husband.
Jay ain't got nothing to do but chat online.
Jay was a cheater.
What's up? Jay got nothing to do but chat online and be swiping and telling me. trying to meet you know, online buddies and stuff, and then all of a sudden you got friends in every state. No, that's another reason why they're not a good person today, because they also be trying to have a connection.
All right, well, you're just gonna pick everything wrong about everybody. Mr. E, what's your hashtag lately?
Man, you know what?
Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, black men don't cheat.
That's a lie. So,
hey, you know, I dated this young lady a long, long time ago, and she was in the military. And this was probably the weirdest complaint. But it was something going on with her swag. Like, her swag bothered me. And I think it was because...
Was it half manly?
Nah, it wasn't that. What it was she didn't really have no identity, because she had been going from city to city and state to state. And so, like, she didn't, you know, when you settle somewhere...
She wasn't coaching. She in Washington. Now she in Oklahoma. Yeah. Right, when you're from somewhere. Right. Yeah, producer D-Light is on. And then also someone else said the worst professions to date was white girls. That ain't a profession, baby.
That's not a profession. I was sitting thinking, how I'm going to say this.
I tried to say it for you, child. But Mr. E, so the military girl just didn't have enough swag.
No, it's not. It was just her swag was off. Like, her aura was off.
Was off. Because, you know, it's weird. Especially when you're from Dallas. You know,
I think
Dallas
all the military guys look alike to me. They all got the same ass haircut with the same ass fade and buff, and they all look the same.
I like
one earring, I tattoos. They got one of the tribal things on their arm.
I think in some ways it probably work a little better for men than women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I believe that too.
I do think that women sort of like use some of their femininity, or however you say it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, and she was real, she was cool, but she was just like mad weird. You look at her and she don't really have much to talk about, and she's trying not to talk about the military, which I respected. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, but that was just my only experience, so I'm sure.
With a military girl.
And right now it's going to be real hard to date somebody in the military, because we can't even take a knee, you know, without them trying to make it all about that, which is sad.
Colin Kaepernick got that from the military.
He got it from, because again, they did that for the fallen soldiers. So again, they twisted this whole damn knee thing out of control. But right now, I don't even want to date anybody in the military, because I'm not trying to go back and forth with you and argue why we taking the knee. So that's another reason why.
You know what, girl, I got into it with military. With somebody in the train.
No, I've been getting into it with all the veterans and all the military and everybody that think they want to have a say so.
No,
not even the black ones. No, not the black ones.
Okay, well, this ain't about Nike and Colin Kaepernick and the NFL taking a knee. This is about the best and worst dating or the worst profession. Girl, can you help me out?
The best and the worst professions to date or marry.
Yes.
And again, I need to figure out why I'm not married. Am I being too picky? Because, you know, I've been following this list.
Cool Films is on right now, and he said, my wife is Ebony, y'all. I mean, and he's not a stalker. He just is determined.
That's his profession.
Ebony.
Hey, and while we got the platform open, I want y'all to type in what are some of the best and worst professions today and why. Don't just say a stripper. Say why you think a stripper is the worst position, because I tell you right now why I think the stripper is the worst position.
Okay, and then, but then somebody on here, because this ain't about just us, and this is our show. This is your show.
Security guards at 30 and 40.
Yes, security guards
at 30 and 40.
Lord Jesus.
Ooh, Lord.
You're going to have to expand and tell us why.
He should be a police officer by then, huh?
Yeah. You might have to be real top flight. Not no top flight security.
Run your own security company.
Hold on, because I used to be a security guard, but I made it real fly.
My dad
you made it fly.
I had my shades. I used to make sure, I used to work out real heavy. And, you know,
sexual chocolate top flight.
I did my best to make it fly.
Security
like,
fly.
Look at him. I would approach people and be like, yes, ma'am, how are you?
trying to look some strong. Bass in his voice.
Trying to look strong and intimidating. No, that boy, that wasn't
all right.
You.
Some of the best professions out there that is, you know.
The best is later. Let's still talk about the worst.
No, we talk about the worst. I thought we were going to talk about the best first and then the worst.
We're saving the best for last.
Are we going back and forth? Okay, well, you said
I guess we can talk about the good and the bad.
You
about
mentioned strippers.
Let's talk about the good and the bad of each. How about that?
IT professionals, they don't expect niggas to be there and scared to ask motherfuckers. Excuse me, I'm safe, y'all.
Try to MFs. They didn't MFs, type that.
Okay,
they type
MFs to be dumb-ish. Okay, IT dumb-ish. Professionals, they don't expect niggas to be there and scared to ask MFs to do dumb-ish. Okay, IT professionals. That's a good point. I didn't know if that meant they were the best or the worst.
We could talk about really, on the pool, we could talk about the best and the worst of each.
Back and forth, each
profession. So let's get on the strippers, for example. Because there's a lot of reasons why dudes would say, oh, that's not the best profession to marry
or
to date. And will you go ahead, since you're a man, tell me a reason why you would
date. Have you dated a stripper?
Have you? I'm sure you smashed you a stripper. You smashed you a stripper or two. Wasn't you in ecstasy last night? Oh, wait a minute.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Sorry, Mrs. Jones.
Let me tell you this. I dated a stripper, and actually, she was very attractive. She was real attractive.
So again.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. It's like it depends on what you're looking for. I think when you're young.
Have a relationship with one though.
No, it was a relationship. It was a relationship. And let me tell you this. I'm gonna give you some stripper facts. The first stripper fact.
What up, big A Dub? Okay, go ahead, stripper facts. That's my baby, Aaron. Go ahead.
Cool Fam's gonna beat you up. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of strippers they do what they're gonna do and go home. Believe it or not.
Really?
It's some regular chicks that's way more thotty and way more slutty than strippers. Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them. But there are some.
Yeah, because I think of strippers as being the ones that if you can be bought to and you can make money by walking around and all that, you can be bought with a price too. And they would give it up for money. And that turns into like prostitution. Is your profession.
But to me, a lot of regular girls like that. So, but this is what I was gonna say.
How long do they? Honestly, you can't expect to marry somebody and she don't have to have a career. What's her side? What's her main hustle? Because that should be a side hustle.
Mrs. Sophia Jones
in this thing.
She said she got to come watch us.
She heard what we said. She's like, wait a minute, let me tune into this motherfucker.
Okay, what you was about to say about scruples?
I know. Well, let me tell you this. I know a stripper right now that's married. And she literally do what she's supposed to do and go home to her husband.
Now, is that your friend or Sophia's friend?
You know, her husband might be her pimp, though.
No, is that your friend, your one of your friend's chicks, or your wife's friend? Who is this chick?
No, she's not my friend. I just know her. She's actually my bro's cousin. She married. She got her family. She goes. Mm-hmm. She strips. And then most of the time it'd be crazy because she walk around. She don't try to be extra. She do what she got to do. Make her quota, and then she go home.
That's a job, though. I'm not trying to down the strippers because sometimes they do maybe sound like I'm a little stripper bias or stripper bashing. But I'm not a stripper basher.
They got some good points, though. You always You got a free 24/7.
I just feel bad for the strippers. That is never works out.
They know all the moves.
Delight is a man of wisdom, and he's on right now. He said that stripper stuff never work out.
Never work out, but the moves do.
Would you be jealous if your wife is at the strip club grinding and performing for other men? Like, if I was a man, I just couldn't be cool with that. Even if she's making the money and coming home.
I couldn't
home.
Do it for the guys either. I mean, porn star.
What kind of man is that?
And it's pretty much the same thing, stripper.
I didn't want to get into the porn star.
I'm going to be honest. I dated a porn star for a year. But
Wait a minute, child.
To something else. You know,
now, hold on.
That wasn't the reason why I left him.
Never cool with that.
Was a lot of the reason why
Never
I left
cool
him.
With that. Now, he might be watching, too. Now, he fine now.
He ain't watching because he blocked.
He fine. Oh, he blocked. Okay, so he not watching.
But it's probably watching on mine.
It's going to be YouTube. Now, he was fine now.
He was hella fine.
Child, he was fine. I mean, he got a situation molded after him. He sells a dildo that's molded.
I thought about, you know, I'm blocking him so we can have him on the show one day, but I was like, nah.
Because that's going to open up a whole other
can. It's going to open up a whole bunch of other stuff.
But I still follow him. And he be having, you know, male friends. You know, they be all congregating and taking pictures together.
I ain't feeling it.
And on their profiles, hard for
me.
They be...
Honestly, to tell you, it's like dating a stripper, pretty much to me. But again, you're dating a prostitute. That's how I felt. I was dating a male whore. I would make him take 2-3 showers. And I'm sure guys also felt that way, too. When girls come home from the strip club sweaty all night after Memphis, you smelling like cologne, cigarettes, liquor, everything. You know what I mean? So hopefully some of them washed their ass before they made it home to their man. But anyway...
Man, I mean, you know what? Let me tell you this. And I'm not taking up for strippers, but I think I can speak from the perspective of a man that deal with strippers. The difference between strippers and a regular chick is most strippers, you see what they do. Because, you know,
sometimes you don't, especially when they go into that champagne room. Sometimes
you go out at night. What happened after the strip club?
Like, okay. I'm gonna say this.
This ain't diamond. This ain't diamond from Players Club.
Let me say this. Like a spot like DG's, it's hard to go back anywhere and have sex with anybody because of the way it's situated. You feel me?
Right.
It's hard. It's not impossible.
But I'm thinking their mentality is like anything goes. I'll pay. Like, what, girl, why can't you go get no regular job? I just don't understand it.
But it'd be regular chicks.
It's easy ways to get tricks, though. But it's regular chicks.
I don't know. I just don't respect it, I guess. Like I ain't no hater.
Yeah, but it's regular.
We had fun, though, at the strip club when we did.
But men, what bothered me about that, it's been most men, and I'm not saying about you, but most athletes and performers and entertainers who are also on the list as some of the worst people to date, and we'll talk about that. How about producers? How about D-Light and Miss E? We got both y'all on.
Y'all on the list.
We're going to see where y'all are.
I don't mind. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Dating deal breakers.
But, you know, like, just to me, most of y'all or most of men, I'm not going to say y'all.
Male strippers are worse than female strippers.
But, yeah,
though.
No, let's just say this. Most men are attracted to those stripper types of girls. And what bothers me the most about them is if you're strong and you taking your money, you hustling and you trying to start a business and become your own boss.
So you ain't got to be doing this.
That you ain't got to be disrespecting yourself. Because sometimes I done seen, it ain't all glamorous. I done seen chicks at DG's and Ecstasy and all these clubs. They get up there and they strip and child didn't get a dollar thrown on the stage. And I said, damn, you out there.
Half of them be in the bathroom talking about you got that Tina.
You damn
I'm
man.
Like, who's Tina, bitch? I didn't even know what Tina was when I got to Texas, nigga.
And showed all
the
your
in a strip club.
You done showed all your ass up in here and nobody even threw a dollar. That might not be the profession for you. Now, if somebody, who's that one girl with the on the little monkey? She got a monkey and she the soul pole assassin.
I forgot. She's one of the most famous Dallas. I stopped following DG's and all them because it just got too much on my time.
But that girl right there is a star. I mean, she can get up on the stage, child, and drop it like it's hot. Right. Yes, she is. I mean, and she got a body that's cut. You know, she ain't got all
she
of that.
Entertainer.
Anyways.
Booty shots and all that extra stuff that
she just a natural
just
woman and she
it's
go
so
hard.
Many chicks out here getting booty shots and boob jobs just to strip. You know what I mean? So they can make money and bag them one of these dudes that they think they're gonna bag at the strip club.
As a man, that would be not the type of woman that I would want to.
And I definitely wouldn't want to date a stripper, a male stripper. Like a guy running around in elephant trucks all day, sweating all over, you know, and you know some of these chicks at the stripper parties ain't always all that. You know what I mean?
Pimping women for dollars.
And then you know some of them doing an extra little mojo action, you know.
And they just do it too much.
Man, I don't think a male stripper is manly. I always have. I never thought a male stripper was
never
manly.
Thought. I don't like them. I don't like them at all in speedos.
And I ain't even trying to all that. You know what I'm saying?
And shout out to my niece. Last week, honey, last Saturday, we was getting ready. He said, that ish is gay for a guy to do the stripper thing. It really is. Like, we
6'9", fella.
But you know what? I was hella entertained, though. Them dudes brought us hella entertained.
I wasn't feeling
it,
though.
What would be a world without strippers, though? You know, sometimes you need some entertainment, damn it.
No, they were entertaining.
Them dudes came in there and entertained the hell out of us. I mean, we was laughing and rolling. And
I was checking up.
He was
his
pumping.
Costumes.
He came in there. He did his jacket like that.
It'd be the costumes, if anything.
It was all. It was on and popping. Mother was watching. I was in the corner. Then when he tried to come over and dance on me, because he took one of our cousins and flipped her over and was pumping
her.
And
that's why I was like, oh,
and
no.
I said, Lord, my wig will fall off. I can't do this. And I said, I told him, I had a camera in my hand. I said, baby, I'm working. I'm a photographer. Don't do me. You know, don't do me, child. Because they was putting that thing in people's faces and stuff. I said, this is not for me. And Ebony, I just wanted to bring that up because you had a real tough time with the porn star. I couldn't do it.
And knowing that he was going to go film scenes. Ooh, and but he was like fine. I said, and then again, you'd be just Wait be minute. Worried, you know, STDs, if for anything, I'm worried. This thing I hear fucking, you know, a bitch every day practically, and he made good money, but still, like, and not only that, that lifestyle led into other things, drugs and alcohol addiction.
Yes, because so, that
and,
was a...
And that's the same thing that goes with entertainers sometimes, these rappers, and mm-hmm. you think it's all cute and shit, the Future and them be rapping about Molly's and all that shit, but they be wanting somebody
half
to
of
be...
them don't even do drugs, child. They just feeding it to the world. They feeding it to our children.
Feeding it to the children. That's true.
So we can go there.
That's true.
Population
yeah,
control.
That, I wasn't feeling that lifestyle. Once I found out he was into drugs and heavy like that, I was... But sex was great, but again, I couldn't keep... Ooh. You know, you need
porn
more, star he was a porn star. He
taught me
some things.
Look, Mr. E, Mama knew something.
I had to tell my mama he was an actor. She was like, what kind of actor? What kind of actor? Pull up one of his
mama
movies.
All over. Mama
pull up
was
one
all
of his
over.
Movies. She knew it. I'm like, well, he's actually a model in acting, trying to, you know, he's a model right now. But he's trying to act. You know,
Mama done peeped it from the jump.
All around that.
Mama said something is up with him. And girl, she was trying to get it out of me. And you know I wanted to tell him too.
Ooh, he was fine.
And then we had went to a Dallas event.
Oh, and he choked me out. That's what happened.
Well, but when remember that we're not the only people that got pulled up on the red carpet, child. People knew who he was. They pulled him up on the red carpet, child. And my mama said, well, I thought he wasn't an actor known
man.
Yet.
All I know is one night we seen him at, Sting and Dez Bryant was there that night. And that nigga went through a spiral when Dez came up and spoke to me and D-Light. Mm-mm. And by the end of the night, it was
you fucking Dez Bryant. You doing
yeah, he was crazy. Coke and alcohol make a nigga crazy. And he was so insecure.
Cocaine is
how could you
drug.
Be so fine and you fucking all these bitches? And still be insecure.
And you mad because Jazz
and you worried about me over here hosting a party that we was hired to host. Nigga, you just here. Like, anyway.
It was
that's
a bad
combination.
Combination.
Porn stars are not good today. They're like, no, they're worse. I mean, worse than strippers for sure.
Girl.
Because they get a lot of attention.
I got a story before we move on.
Okay.
It's a short story.
Short story.
Tell me why I found out that one of the babysitters they used to babysit my daughter, where she owned a daycare, was a porn star.
My Lord.
Wow.
I was like, Jesus. And I ain't gonna say her name, but I was like, is that her?
Say her name. Or, she already
nah.
out there.
Nah, well, you know, we thou shall not say names on Love and War.
You know, sometimes I'll say,
say
names. Sometimes I'll say a name, sometimes I won't. Thou
shall not.
Say. I was like,
no sex for till I'm with Ebony. No
girl,
sex until
you
with Ebony.
Comments, boy.
You
we
know,
got
cool
your comments,
films,
folks.
Child.
I mean,
that's why I'm saving myself for Ebony. Y'all know that's right, baby. I you know what? Just bless his heart.
God bless his heart.
He is your number one, baby.
My
that's
number
your
one
that's
fan.
Your number one, child.
Boy.
You be good to your number one.
Boy, we
cool films. Is he a film director?
As a matter of fact, he does some film work. What do you do?
Yeah, we need
as a matter of fact, so we can dissect your profession.
We need to have him do.
What do you do?
Work on the film. He needs to work on Triple D too. Okay.
Well,
because you gonna look. You looking for another director, huh, Chad?
No, you can only be one director. But what?
You was the director, right? I don't know if he's a director or something. All right. Well, cool films. Let's go on to the next topic of bad. People to marry or date.
The worst
professions. I know. You know, I can't get that right. Can you tell people what the show is about today on Love and War Talk?
And worst professions to date.
That's
or
right.
Marry.
Now, I read an article by Julia Austin and Madame
Menor, bitch.
Madame Menor.
Doc.
Menor.
You know,
not Menor. Menor.
Menor.
Madame
okay.
Noir. Madame Noir. That's it. Okay. MadameNoir.com. So they say some of the worst professions to date are actors. It says sometimes they're away from home for months.
That's musicians too.
If they're not on a project or stressed out about another project, You got to be worried about if they kiss another person on the love. See, now I'm not that insecure.
That's politicians too.
I'm not insecure. Politicians, I think anybody in the line, like rappers, actors,
celebrities,
models, producers,
celebrities.
You got to worry about them being involved with other women, you traveling, know, artists, you know,
swiping on Tinder and stuff.
Mr. E, does your wife have any insecurity, or have you worked with a badass R&B chick and you had to be in the studio late night with a bad
and your wife
R&B
had to check
chick
you about it, like, okay, how late she gonna be here working?
Right.
Well, you know what? For me to say that would really be me saying that she insecure. And my wife's not insecure. And I'm happy about that. We literally are at zero situations when it comes to clients. But then a lot
of like that Lyrica girl, you know,
she don't want nobody working with A1.
Her husband A1 on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, she seems to have a major problem.
She said he was supposed to be focusing on her project, but still.
Right.
She should be able to make money with other people, though. You know what I mean?
Well, see, I don't really get into that because a lot of it be staged. You know what I'm saying? So if you talk about real life, it does happen. But I've always tried to kind of keep it professional. I try.
Grace, our core DJ sister, our core DJ.
Beautiful sister.
Girl, you are fine. Grace is a bodybuilder, and she is also a fitness coach. And, you know, and she's beautiful. And I just wonder how Mac Payne deals, you know, how your relationships work out, being that you are out there in the, you know, you show your body off a lot because you're in the business. You take a lot of photo shoots. You're beautiful. You're on stage flossing your
and
body.
And that's again with the models,
you know?
Too.
Like yeah.
Models,
is that, Grace, if you're still on, have you found that that's kind of difficult in your relationship? I would like to know about that. But yeah, life coaches too, which is crazy to me, but it said life coaches. And all I could think about was that movie, with Will Smith when he was the life coach.
I have no idea.
Finch or some, whatever. Whatever that Will Smith movie was when he was a dating life coach or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But it says life coaches have to give their children the illusion that they're always available to them. This means that they could call questions regarding dates, wardrobe, diet choices, job interviews, you name it. Life coaches, therapists. Now, this was the interesting one about therapists. It says therapists might only be on the clock certain hours, but their job is emotionally taxing. But let's just say this. Recently, you know, because I'm a big fan of the show Married to Medicine, which is on tonight on the channel Bravo. But Dr. Greg, who's married to one of the characters, Quad, on the show, got recently busted and called out for cheating. Yeah, Hitch.
That was
Hitch, Miss Sophia Hitch. Jones. You know your wife knows what she's talking about. Yeah, but anyways, Married to Medicine, you know, one of the characters on their Quad, she's married to Dr. Greg, who's also a therapist, psychologist, and he recently got busted for cheating. So do therapists and, you know, psychiatrists, are that you would think, because they're in the medical profession, they're doctors, they would be a good I guess, candidate,
well, you know,
to marry.
Another
but they're
couple
saying
from
no.
the show too, Mrs. Jackie and her husband was splitting up because she was so consumed with work,
and
she works in the medical
doctor.
Field, mm-hmm. and she's a doctor. So again, it could be a bad situation when you're a doctor and you're working long hours. But he obviously working. Just wasn't getting what he needed.
Yeah, child, because he went on
Miss Quad didn't want no baby, so she obviously
yeah,
wasn't
that
having
used
sex.
To be like, bitch,
so,
you better get that man a baby.
You better. She didn't want no babies. Or nothing,
and then come to find out, he went on Frank Ski and Wanda's show. Some of our radio colleagues. On B103 on the morning show, he went on there and talked about how she not really giving up that puss. She ain't giving him that puss,
your husband,
child.
You ain't gonna make it.
You know, she ain't having sex with her husband, and then now you mad because he out there meeting another medical assistant, this girl named Jackie, and then Jackie came on the show a week later, child, just a couple days ago, talked about he had a little penis and all that stuff.
Like he got a schmeckle.
And then he got that little high-pitched voice, like a woman voice.
He talking like that anyway.
Yeah, but anyways, he
like
got him. That long bread, and he told
I stopped watching the show because of him and Quad. On
oh,
the
child, are you serious, girl?
I'm for real.
He told the radio show that, you know, she's trying to talk to him about, you know, she's putting him on blast for committing adultery. But he was like, he attempted to commit adultery. The girl is saying he tried to have sex with her in a hotel without a condom.
Married, too.
And she made him go get a condom. Then when he went to go get a condom, he made a condom run. He just called her back and said, enjoy the room. I'm not coming back. Ooh. Then she said they slid the hotel bill under the door the next day, and it had his name on there. She Googled it. She said she didn't know who he was. Found out he was married to Quad on the show Married to Medicine. Found out who she was and DM'd her and hit her up on social media. Said, honey, your husband tried to cheat with
this
me.
This is on the reality.
This is on the reality show.
Man, all that stuff be scripted. Stop playing.
But I'm just saying, he was a therapist. Okay,
let's scripted.
Both of them, the jump off went on V103 and he went on V103 trying to say he's not an adulterer and all this kind of stuff. Then put her on blast and she ain't giving him no puss.
Okay.
Okay, another one, stand-up comedian.
Well, anybody that works late nights, clubs, nightclub life. You know, I even dated somebody that worked for a strip club, and I couldn't handle that either because you were around ass all night and titties all day.
Remember,
and
then he came home with them eyelashes.
Eyelashes stuck to his boot. All of a sudden, now you got eyelashes. Now they on the street. I was finding eyelashes everywhere, nigga. That was the same one that I found him next to the bed. Remember, we talked about that story?
Eyelashes next to
the bed. He was claiming they was just coming home and getting stuck to his boot.
Shout out 6ix9ine. That was my baby. That was my baby. That you should have married him.
No, I should have. That's a strip club,
though.
Anyway, he's still out here chasing ass, too. Hey, I think he done settled down. He done found him a woman.
And she's pretty.
You know what I
mean?
Let
him find him, girl. I'm like, Pat, I'm happy all my exes found somebody.
You'll be just happy when your exes move on. I'm like, child, that he could have been yours.
The only one I want back would be Rashad.
Even mama loved him.
Rashad is the only one I would take back. Out of all of them.
And he was a cheater, child.
Hey, they all cheat. Shit. All
right.
Anyway.
Don't do us like that. Hold on. Don't do us like that.
Black men.
Black men don't cheat.
Don't do it.
Tiffany
that.
Nelson, beauty bar. What up, baby?
Okay, good.
What up?
I know she was at Brandy's wedding. I missed.
Congratulations to
everybody.
Our friend.
Was so beautiful.
Brandy.
Congratulations to Broderick and Broderick, Brandon.
Yes.
B&B.
Broderick and Brandy got gift married. Gift on the way. Gift on the way. We couldn't make it, but you know, we was there in spirit, child.
There in spirit.
All right. And now restaurant owners. Why would that? They say that they made it on the
any
do not
business
marry
owners,
list.
Probably.
They say restaurant owners live and breathe their restaurant. They have
any
to show up hours before restaurant opens and stay there after it closes. If you want to see them, you pretty much need to live at the restaurant.
And you know what? And I don't understand why husbands don't have their wives working with them side by. If you own a business,
well, what
if
you should be your passion child.
It better be your passion.
Yeah, I was gonna say some don't want to.
But sometimes you gotta make your both of y'all could come alive.
I do have
to find
this,
a passion in it, honey.
Because I ain't gonna say if he was related to us or not, but we have a very special loved one close to us, and I was just astounded when I found out his wife ain't never been to his office and it just don't support him in his line of business. And I just was like shocked. So women, men, if whatever your man or your mate is doing,
making sure
you better get involved.
Honey,
at least go to the restaurant or go there and be involved or something. Big hub, hello.
Hello.
We're talking about right now, if you're just tuning in to the Love and War
talk
show, Love and War radio show, Love and War podcast, we're talking about the worst and the best professions to date. So right now we're talking about some of the worst. And they say policemen, law enforcement, firemen.
Especially right now because they ask God's target on them everywhere they go. Mm. And she just got pulled over yesterday. Again, we don't like
stand him. He has so many jerks.
Oh, we done ran into a lot of bad cops, but you know what? I done ran into some cute cops too. You know,
now
the one that came over here for Lamont. You know,
brother,
flirting
shout
with
him
me,
out. You know, we done had to call 911 several times, child. Bless his heart.
All
we praying for
heart.
Our brother.
praying for our brother, child.
But every time they, you know, a law enforcement person,
you never
they go
know
to work. Yeah, they don't know if they're going to be coming back because they might get shot. If they're firemen, if they're going to be in a burning building, child. You
what up,
know
Ricochet?
If they're going to get hurt on the job.
Hurt on the job for sure.
PJ, triple D.
And then again, they Rico, deal. You feel safe, though, sometimes having somebody like an officer,
you know
as a husband, because you feel like, okay, this motherfucker done went to camp. He know how to shoot a gun.
Off the
he's going to get a robber. Somebody's breaking a house.
Off the subject and not being so politically correct.
But I heard
adult man.
A dope man. Oh, now see,
a
that's
D boy.
I've been. We should have had that on number one on the list.
I was gonna say,
unlimited supply, but still, this nigga, you don't know if he gonna make it home. You know what I mean?
Or if he's smart,
nigga, you don't
if
know
smart,
if the streets gonna get him or the police.
You already know how the dope man dating a dope man gonna end up. Okay. Ooh, I done knew people. I done had stories about El Chapo too out here. You
what
know, we out here.
Official?
And he's with these Mexicans. And I had a story. A chick that was married to somebody with the. I ain't shot.
Let me tell you this.
I don't want El Chapo. Hey, and he said, I would marry both of y'all. So I'm glad somebody want to marry her. She already married. I'm still single. And then just to reiterate again, what's the topic today? We're talking about the best and the worst relationships to date or marry. And while y'all got the platform open, type right now what y'all think. The best and the worst professions to date or marry. And why?
Drug dealer.
Don't
drug
just say
dealer.
Stripper. Say why. Mr. You know, nurse. Why? Say why.
Let me tell you this. Tell you me. Know, everybody got a pass. I got my pass. Okay? Uh-huh. And I did that for a long time.
You done pushed a little drug.
I ain't never went
we
to jail.
We ought to push a little drugs in our time.
What? I ain't never.
Well, not you,
I ain't never went to jail. I ain't never had no run-in with the laws.
You ain't never feared for your life. Now my safety in jeopardy because your ass.
But we moved smart and we dealt and we knew who we were dealing with. And a lot of dudes, it don't even have nothing to do with the fact that they say adult, they just not smart. And you got to be smart.
Everybody like that ends up selling dope, bro, is gonna end up going to jail or dead.
But it can be a long-term situation. You gotta take all that bread that you make over the last 10, 15, 20, however
look
long
at
you
Tasha on power time
and take it and run with it and invest in something else. Hey,
you already talking about TV. Even that, you already talking about TV,
dating,
man.
Being the right hand of a dope man, that's the worst job too. You know what I mean? You don't want to date a Tommy.
Shit. Your life is in jeopardy. Freeway Rick every was time. Smart. Okay, somebody said Freeway Rick was smart. Okay.
Shout out to Snowfall if y'all don't watch Snowfall,
right.
Too, Snowfall. By the way. That's my show.
Yeah, we be on that TV,
on FX. Ooh, that's,
we
that's
pop
my show,
culture,
one of my
man.
Favorite shows. Military man, especially when it's warmer time. So
wartime.
I need you to explain. Oh, you said
wartime.
Maybe you meant wartime.
When it's wartime.
Definitely
yeah, we
wartime.
Talk about
it's
military
wartime
men.
Now every time.
Every time is wartime.
It's every time. But we don't even know that shit going on.
I've never been a fan of drug dealers or gangbangers or anything violent.
You know, I
child.
Like a good D-boy, though.
I know.
I like a good go-to.
Nah,
you got
I
that cutlery. You got some good weed. You know, they, you know, wait a minute now. You know, and again, I like a nigga that, you know,
it's important in a relationship.
We go to the
spots.
We ain't got
to
get all dressed up all the time and put on pumps and shit. We could just go
I don't like
the
them, child.
And,
I take a square. I take the L7. I take a square before I take a drug dealer.
See, this is what exactly
that's
what we're talking
mail
about.
Man,
the Usher. What was it? Usher. It was Russell Wilson and Future.
I take Russell Wilson, child, before I take me a drug
dealer. Please don't get me started on that.
And the, I take it before I get, nah, child, I don't like illegal. I don't like illegal because I got enough illegal niggas in my family that I got to take care of in jail. I don't need my man. I don't want to be one of them chicks that I'm on a
definitely
non-profit.
Don't wanna,
look,
I would prefer a ghost drug dealer versus, you
right,
know.
Somebody
walking around the streets with a business or two and
yeah,
money
and
investments
what,
and shit
he
like
always
that.
Got the feds up his ass. Look at hey. Angela now. Look at Tasha.
Hey, but they wasn't living like that the whole
girl,
time.
Please.
It just all hit the fan at the
even
end.
Tommy, even the one, Lala Anthony's character, she out there, Nakisha out there talking about, I'll hold you down and I'll be that bitch. All y'all gonna end up in jail.
And, or dead, because Tommy didn't kill the last girlfriend.
Right, I ain't messing with it. All right, Triple D.
Oh, man, Ebony, PJ. You like them dudes that live dangerously, hun. Dangerously.
Yeah,
I like dangerously lover boys, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
she don't
like
no
violence. Nigga, don't try to ever, this nigga touched her throat like,
but no,
and that was it.
That was
she was
that,
it. She
that,
never
no,
that nigga.
Anybody
never.
Ever grab you by your throat? You know, it wasn't
yes.
like it wasn't like we was having sex. Now that's different. But I'm talking about he was mad and grabbed
Ryan
me by my
talking
throat.
To you, bitch.
That shit shook me for life. I ain't never had a man really cuss at me, grab me by my
I've
throat, hit me,
my
and
face by
I seen red flags. I was gone because I don't
yeah,
deal with
you. She like a rough dude, but don't rough her up.
Don't rough me unless we having sex.
What the people saying
and
out there?
Let's see what they said. What don't the get nobody with a fake job. Again, you know what? No profession is a good, is a bad profession too, so we want everybody to have a profession.
Get a job. Just
get it how
job.
You live it. Get it how you
Nigga,
get
unemployment.
It.
Unemployment. That's
the best one. Hey, Ricochet said the best one, chefs, because they'll never let you go hungry. The worst, lawyers,
right.
Because she gonna debate and argue about everything. And that's true, because lawyers was on the list too. And what's another reason
lawyers
why?
Spend nearly a decade in training and then the rest of their life doing, well, law work.
Law work.
And
but
they naturally become suspicious and litigious.
Litigious.
People. Litigious, bitch. I know.
Oh, okay.
I can't read sometimes. I did get it. Bitch, I'm the one with the college degree, bitch. I'm just kidding.
Right, well, I got a half one.
Always always looking for an angle. They become litigious people, and they work. They're also dedicated to their work. That's a problem.
That's,
you know,
problem.
Most people, but I'm just glad if you got a job, baby.
We do want them to have a job. Now, I do
the
hair.
One of the worst professions is unemployment.
She said, wait a minute. Oh,
if a nigga unemployed.
No, I do hair, and I'm broke to the first of the month. Oh, no, that's the worst. That's the worst. I've heard IT professional here and side hustle. So you said that's the worst profession to date?
Or is that what you are? Because I'll take you, baby. I'll take it. If you're an IT professional, then side hustle, come on.
Yes, you know what? Definitely we don't want a nigga to be selling dubs and dimes. We need him to be selling pounds for sure.
This is part of your show.
Anyway, go ahead.
Let us let you talk, baby.
I'm used to it.
You the man of the show. Can I go get me? Y'all go ahead and talk real quick. I need to get me another drink, child. My drink is getting low.
Go ahead. And once you refill me up, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
To me, the worst professional of a woman is a customer service. Or a customer service rep.
But that's not even a career, too. So you're going to want her to make sure that... Well, how long are we going to be a customer service operator?
They just be thoughts.
You know, half of the time they got answered. I mean, they answer the phone with attitudes. They coming home with attitudes because they've been talking to people on the phone with attitudes all damn day. That's like even customer service when you them drive through folks or in the register. You know, it's tough out here when you got to deal with multi-personalities throughout the day. So, yeah, and by the time they get home... They ain't got time for it.
Especially like, especially just like call center chicks, like they be like real thoughts.
Hey, listen, Big Hood 2012 said, I know a music producer on that list. They say we all whores. Hey, and you know what? The real indoor fish show, I talked about this one too. 40-year-old rapper that never had an album is the worst. And still think, but you know what? Jim Jones didn't get shit. He didn't make till he was 40 down there. And Jim Jones?
Rick Ross.
Two-train. A lot of folks. Two-train, but still. We talking about some of the ones that we know ain't going to make it. That's what we talking about. The ones we know ain't going to make it. They talk about flight attendants too because they travel all the time and they see a lot of the world. And again, they always get to meet people. You know what I mean? So you constantly feel jealous. But again, you got benefits though. She can fly anywhere. He can fly anywhere. Y'all can fly anywhere.
But you know what? I ain't never thought about the flight attendant thing. But you know what?
Constantly
that makes sense.
On the go. They got different hours.
I wouldn't want a woman that was a flight attendant.
Now, I dated a firefighter, though, who had one of those schedules that they and it's weird. They work 5 days on and like 2 days off. So they're away from home living at the actual fire station. And they're there for 5-6 days, and then they go home for 4 days or whatever the case
might be. I like that. I like a little time apart, y'all. I do. I like a little time apart. Like, my husband is a consultant.
Give you some
space. Sometimes he go back and forth to Texas, child. It's all right with me. I'm not one of those, you know, clingy chicks. I got to have you where you at, who you with. I'm not one of those type of chicks, y'all. Excuse me. I'm glad I'm back, though. But I wanted to just say this. One of the best people to date or marry, and this is from experience, my homegirl Jackie from the train, child, she's a city worker. I mean, she's not even 60 yet.
They got great benefits, though.
She's not even 60 yet. Her husband, not even 60 yet. Both of them was able to retire. She is a city worker, and she's going to have benefits for the rest of her life, get a good pension check, and she's able to retire before she's even 60. They got a beautiful home in Rancho Cucamonga.
And again, there's so many city jobs. Like, again, police officers, the city, you could be working for the, you know, power, the electric. You could be working for animal control. You could be working for the gas, sanitation, waste. There's so many city jobs out there, too, that you give you.
After 25 years, you get a city or the state 25 years.
And after 20 years, you're making $30-$40 an hour. So you make great money,
and you can't never get fired. You can't never. My friend said you got to practically come burn down the electric building, and you got to come burn us down, the city electric company, in order to get fired. So I'm just saying, some of those jobs where they get long-term pension and benefits for life, those are the best people to marry. And then when we was talking about air flight attendants, so her husband was a pilot, like an engineer. He engineered planes. He basically, just like her, was able to retire from like American Airlines, and they have tickets and they can fly anywhere they want to for life. He has benefits for life. He's got retirement money for life. That is those in my opinion, are some of the best careers and professions to marry. People that
you said flight attendants.
He was an engineer.
That's not what they said.
He was a mechanic, child. for American Airlines or one of those big United.
Oh, you know.
Like I said,
they make all they have to air do, mechanics too. You an airplane
they
mechanic?
They can fly anywhere for free.
Getting paid.
Okay, sure they just paid. Have to have their money.
Flight attendants though, I mean, don't make a lot of money. Hotel. They said they don't make no money though. But he had two fire. Indo officials said he had two flight attendants. They were fired, but they don't make no money. And then another one said the flight attendants are a mess. They have wood on multiple locations.
Oh, child. You know, I would. I have one in Oakland.
They live out there with Day-Day and Uncle Elroy. That's hella funny. Any job is cool as long as you're doing something that's workable. That's true.
But about now, you spending the rest of your life with, okay?
We talking about dating or marrying. Like, could you date a stripper? Could you date a porn star? Could you date a porn star? How about that? Any job is workable? Could you date a porn star? A chick that's fucking somebody every day for a living for some
or
money.
Grinding on
and then
somebody.
You gotta come home and know that somebody was in your girl's pussy for the whole day.
About grinding on somebody.
Grinding and she was that. She was licking somebody else's nuts. Could you do that?
Could that be your wife?
Exactly. You couldn't do that.
I take Miss Jackie, the city worker, because she got retirement and good benefits and you know
Miss Jackie be doing her thing too. You just
Miss
Jackie
no Miss Jackie ain't got Ms. a strip and dropping like this. How she been working for the city.
I know Miss Jackie. Miss Jackie.
I know my Miss Jackie.
When she get out of work early,
Ricochet saying Rancho Cucamonga, where that money at? What you know about Ms. Rancho Cucamonga, man?
Miss Jackie and her husband, they got it made. They did it right. He worked for a reputable company. You know, don't talk about Miss Jackie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Miss Jackie from the train. Shout out to Miss Jackie from the train.
Okay. So porn stars, we got that on the list.
And then wait a minute. This was a funny one.
Bankers. Oh yeah, I don't want to date a banker. Somebody that's gonna be checking how much
constantly
money we
spend, criticizing you about the budget, every financial move.
I don't want nobody got me on the budget. Now I like budgets, but I don't want you budgeting just like checking me about what. Oh, you spent that much on that? No, we're not. Gonna do that.
Is it already 49 after
oh my
the
goodness.
Hour?
We
Lord,
could talk
where
about
has
this
the
all
time
day.
Gone?
We could talk about this.
Well,
all day.
We do need to get into the people want to know.
Uh oh, Mr.
And
E.
Then after that, we got the sex tips
you
from Ebony
Mose.
We've got less than 10 minutes left on the show, y'all. So, Mr. E, what do people want to know?
The people want to know for both of y'all. The people want to know if you are in a relationship and it's a good relationship, but you don't like what they do as a profession, will you let the relationship go or will you let yourself out?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is, and Big Hub said this. He said, hell no, nah, I couldn't date a porn star because I already know what you're going to say. On her, people want to know. I couldn't do that. Come home and kiss her on her and might give some dick chips on my lip.
That's
and,
how I feel.
Yeah.
Lex
dick chips
too.
On my lips.
Yep. I couldn't do dick it either. I had to let
porn
go.
Stars. To me, porn star.
I liked him a lot. I actually was in love.
I liked him.
I was in
love
with him. How
girl you love? You a sucker for a tall brother.
Oh, a tall Tyson Beckford title. I never
he was fine, too. I still follow
like
him.
Oh, and
six,
he was tall, too.
Anthony
that was a good thing.
Four.
He was like 6'6", too, and I love a tall man. So
I take him short, tall, small, and all.
And he was long.
Ooh,
and why?
You know,
and I don't even like all that. Don't come at me with no big old monkey dick. Don't come at me with no gorilla balls. Okay, I need some
size. I take them all sizes.
See, that's her.
All sizes.
Nah, you bitch. He better not come
fun
with no little small.
Enough.
No fun size, because you ain't doing fun sizes. Chick.
Hey, no. So I'm learning to like fun sizes.
Okay,
I really
so
am.
Me
anyway.
I haven't dated nobody that a profession at, because I'm real. I like them square. So I haven't dated somebody that was in a dangerous profession. No, Mr. E, I'm sorry. I haven't let anybody go because of their
who
profession.
Who I would want to date would be somebody with a career. And I would want somebody
with some
strong,
retirement benefits,
with
child,
some retired,
Jackie
or a business owner. Like, again, I work in construction because I like strong. I wanted, I told my mama one day I wanted to marry an architect. When I was a little girl, I told her that too. Besides, what did I tell
And we built Mary. Those three homes. We built three homes.
But I
want
to marry somebody strong enough and
West,
smart enough to build me a
Dallas.
House, know how to do some shit manually, not scared of spiders. I want a pretty boy. I need a manly ass man.
So even Johnny, the dude that helped us build them three homes on Bigger
exactly.
than West Dallas.
I
Johnny was
short
just
Mexican.
Big. And he was a little short,
but
man.
He ran the hell out of the house,
though.
He know how to build, man.
He built them houses.
And he hustled up, man. I need to find me one of them.
And he's short.
And Johnny take his whole family to Disneyland and make it rain on them.
Hey, Endo official said, I'm 6'3". You tall enough to ride the ride, though, man.
You tall enough, Endo.
Iron Dog Mark says, so-called regular job having women can have as much sex as porn stars is just not on film. You're very right,
right
though.
Right. That's what I said.
That's true.
Y'all want that's a porn star. Y'all want a porn star. Y'all want y'all own porn star.
Hey, Ricochet, what was you pausing for? What was you pausing for, Ricochet?
He paused because he found out you was giving that puss to a porn star. And he thought y'all was going to be one. And he was like, now I'm thinking twice.
Oh, man, no.
But you might have lost a couple followers disclosing that information.
Hey, they knew around because he was actually posted on the page when we was talking and stuff. So it didn't matter.
They going to go back in your timeline.
I deleted them. You know when you get mad and you delete everybody? That's how you know your relationship real bad when you delete all the pictures you done posted on Instagram.
The only profession that I think that I dated that I wouldn't date again or I felt like wasn't worth dating was the mailman.
You know what?
He couldn't deliver long term. The mailman only delivers short term.
Another mailman again.
And they do go postal, so I don't do the mail workers no more. Sorry. Shout out to all the mail workers.
All right, but okay.
Is it that time?
It's definitely that time because we almost out of time.
Did you already tell us, Miss E, what profession that you dated that you had to like you her profession, the profession that she dated? The people want to know about you too.
Okay, well, you know, you got to ask. You know what I'm saying? You can't be nervous. You got to be at their service.
Yeah.
I would definitely say customer service rep because they thought.
You know Lord. They thought.
Oh, that's my God.
One of these days, I'm going to go down
to the
store. She might
be working customer service part-time, so she might be a part-time.
You had some bad customer service experience.
That wasn't even worse than the stripper, to be honest with you. What? That wasn't worse than the stripper.
Oh my goodness!
Customer service workers.
They drive.
I mean, I'm talking about like call center, not just
call center customer service.
Call center.
Stop.
What about models too? Don't be forgetting about them Instagram models and everybody.
You know what? I never had a good experience with. Well, you know what? My ex-wife was a model, so I take that back. My ex-wife was a model, so this is the pants.
She was an ex-wife. Yeah, I know they thoughts for sure. Hey, your partner over here is agreeing with you, PJ Rico.
Anybody that work in a nightclub, nightlife too, you got to be careful. Yeah. They're constantly out there thotting and meeting folks.
Customer service, call center chicks is
hot. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
They be thoughts for real.
Oh, my God. All right. Ebony, it's time.
I guess we should have talked more about what good women or good careers for women. Shit, so we know what the hell we want to do. I'm gonna tell you real quick.
And I'm gonna let you go to sex tips.
Yeah,
teachers is my number one.
Great,
I love teachers more than
my boss. Married a teacher.
Nourishing. They're very nourishing and they're concerned good about kids. Yeah, patience. They have knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Patience.
Ain't your wife? Is she's in the education field or she's a principal? Right.
She's a principal. She's on her way. Praise the Lord. And nurses.
Nurses.
Man.
Oh, man.
Right.
I was telling my homegirl today I should have went to nursing school. I was watching Survivor's Remorse.
I love that show.
Should have went to nursing school. All right, y'all. Well, you know, it's time for sex tips, and it is sex position.
No.
September.
She played too much.
Yeah. She played way too much. It is sex position September. Yes. And what I've been doing every Sunday is running down new sex positions for y'all to study, learn. So what you can do is screenshot some of these images and save them or email us later. If you didn't get them and you want us to email you a list of them, and we'll send you to the website. So first on the list, this one is forbidden fruit. Can you see it, Aussie?
I didn't do it on the paper.
Today, I decided to use the iPad.
Is that a porn site, though?
This is actually a website. Again, I told y'all about the website. It's sexpositions.club. You can see again. And now it said, here she goes. Pretty much the woman, she lays on her knees like doggy style. And pretty much he is licking her from the back. And ultimately, that is my favorite position, you guys. One of my favorite positions.
You like your booty lick? What is that?
Girl,
that
I was like telling, I do. This next one is the Italian chandelier. Dolly's getting pretty. She had to put her next girl on. Now, this is pretty much backwards cowgirl.
Oh my goodness.
But she leans all the way back and the guy actually uses his hands to kind of hold her back, and she does the waist work. But he holds her up. So, but it's almost like the backwards. I can't even say that right.
Cowgirl.
Backwards cowgirl.
Yeah.
Again, this is my other favorite one, because again, it's all about the oral and the women right now, because we focused on men last week.
That's it.
Standing. This is definitely a naughty girl pose right now.
Is that the shower ride?
That's the shower ride. She just told Mimi Foss. She hold that is the Mimi Foss. We should have named this position the Mimi Foss right here. I don't even need to explain that. Y'all know how that works. Well, you know, for the podcast folks, the woman stands up with her legs open, and the guy is on the ground in between her legs, and he is licking her in between her legs.
Yes.
All right. The other one here, this is called the victory.
Ooh,
pretty
yes.
much.
Wait a minute. She got one leg up on the shoulders, Jack.
But the guy is actually, this is all standing up. This is not on the bed, you guys. The guy is leaning
now describe it for our
against
radio
the
viewers.
Wall. He's leaning back against the wall. She is standing up and pretty much.
With one leg cocked up on his shoulder.
One leg cocked up on the shoulder.
Yes.
That's a nice little angle. And then, you know what? We already did this one. I'm going to go to another one next time. But this is, I need to reiterate this one because I want everybody to try this.
That is some booty, child.
No, this is not
I thought we did that one.
Again, that's why I said I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to do this every week until somebody tries it and tells me. Because again, I'm going to tell you, I almost tried this the other night, but I couldn't remember how to, I couldn't remember it. So I screenshotted it.
Her face is in his crotch. She bent over.
It's
y'all.
The different version of 69, and I want somebody to try
it. He's sitting up.
He's actually sitting, and again, you can do this on the ground or on the bed. So he's sitting up, legs down, and she is actually standing up, bent
her
over.
Her vagina
booty
and
in
booty
the face.
Is in his face, and she's bent all the way down where she's now giving him head, and
exactly.
he's giving her oral, and everything is lovely.
It's the new 69. We got to try it, y'all.
Wow.
And that is your sex tips for the day, getting you hot and ready like little Caesars. You feel me?
Thank you for those sex tips, child. You know, you is a miracle.
Sex positions.
September? Okay, all of September. And so she'll be back next week with sex tips. Mr. E will be back next week with People Want to Know.
Right.
People want to know for sure.
And we'll all be back again with Love and War Talk. We'll come on again on Thursday with a little in-between show.
Oh, we got something too.
Thursday is our show where we talk about, you know, just hot topics that men want to know about women. Right, Mr. E?
And women want to know about me.
I be wanting to know, man.
So come with another question this time, Mr. E, and not the one about why are women so damn indecisive.
I'm asking
he
that
said,
the next Thursday.
Every year. Not every week, Mr. E. Damn it.
Hey, listen, though. Wait a minute. I was trying to get to this message.
He said he was dating a girl and she a pain in the ass.
A teacher. And then the victory position. We got an applause for the victory position.
Flexible.
But now how many women... that flexible. Hey, we'll figure it out.
Even my big ass can do that one.
We can do that bitch over now. We can do that.
But it seemed like all my blood would rush to my head, and I don't know about that. Okay, we don't want the time to run out on us. So next week, yo.
Thinking about it, like what?
Next week, though, next Sunday, y'all, we're going to be talking about a real good topic, and we want y'all to email in. And Ebony came up with this one, and we've been getting a lot of emails at loveandwartalk@gmail.com about addiction.
Oh, yeah. Has an addiction ruined your relationship? Mm. There's so many addictions out there. Drugs, porn, alcohol. Work
gambling,
is an addiction.
Sex.
Video games is an addiction.
Video games.
Social media is an addiction.
Work. Being in the studio
all the damn time. Has an addiction ruined your relationship?
Don't
you could
like
be
that.
Anonymous to an email us if you
thing.
Want to.
Yeah.
loveandwartalk@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's all kind of stuff. So we need you guys to get your addictions that ruined your relationship. Get those in, and we will chop it up with you next time, right here, same time, same place. And that is Love and War Radio. What was I listening to right here? That Slum Village. Hey. Okay, but I need to turn it on our situation.
That's
Mr.
what she
e.
should have did.
Make sure you follow at Mr. E. Diddy, too. For everybody listening on our podcast, follow at Mr. E. Diddy. Right, Mr. E?
Right.
Yes, Mr. E. Diddy.
What you working on right now, too?
I'm still working on Triple D Part 2. We just finished Chief Project. So, you know, we're doing that.
Mr.
Boy Rico, shout out to Ricochet. We got something coming real soon. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. I'm over here trying to church close the church deal so we can add on to this church.
I'm selling construction.
I'm doing commercial construction. She's selling commercial real estate.
Yeah, and we doing. We got a couple projects in Dallas and one in Houston that we're trying to close on, and we're gonna do some new construction. If y'all need some PR, marketing, music consulting, hit us up at keytothecity.com. And that's it. We thank you guys so much for listening. Our time is running down. This has been the Love and War Talk Show. The Love and War Podcast.
Make sure y'all follow Love and War Talk too on IG. You feel me?
All right. Love y'all. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
See y'all next week. You and me.